That was Ignacio with hashtag DGAF. You're listening to The Edge on Air, the greatest music you've never heard. And I have a special guest with me today calling all the way from L.A. We have Tyler Hillen here. How you doing, Tyler?
John, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's the weather like in L.A.?
Dude, usually I would be pretty stoked to brag, but it's really rainy today, so
it's the same here, except in Chicago we got a little snow in April. That's how it works.
I just saw the weather and I was like, I can't believe it's snowing. I saw in your area and it's raining here, but in like the northwest in Seattle it's like all sunny. Everything's backwards.
Wow. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, usually like when I visit California, every time I go, usually in like central to northern Cali, it's like weird because it's like cold, but then you go down south it's super warm. It's like a whole nother state. It's crazy.
It is crazy because California actually has everything. Like it's really bizarre. Like I grew up in Palm Springs and it's in the middle of the desert, like just desert, and then 2 hours away is the beach with LA, and then 2 hours from that up in the mountains you're up in Big Bear, like 6,000-7,000 feet or something. It's just ski resorts and stuff. It's just so weird that within like 2 hours, that's just Southern California, it's like a lot of different, I don't know, climates and stuff here. Maybe that's why they film so many movies here. I don't know, because you can do anything or something.
And they make some of the best wine there is in the world, in the Napa, right?
That's right, man. I need to start repping California harder.
I know. I'm going there this summer. I'm going to visit all the wineries out there. It's going to be awesome.
Dude, you got Napa, and that's in the central. And then if you come on down like L.A. way, you got Ojai and freaking just a whole mess of stuff up there. It's actually pretty weird because California is like a farm state. You forget that a lot. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, you don't really think of it as like an agriculture state, but like you drive down the 5 or like growing up here, it's just like farms everywhere. I mean, you know, LA and San Francisco is rad, but in San Diego. But other than that, it's like farms. You know. Anyway.
Yeah. So just to start out here with this interview, I just wanted to compliment you. I've been listening to a lot of your music, and one thing that popped out more than anything else is your voice. You have an incredible singing voice. I just want to compliment you on that. And my question to you here is, what advice would you give aspiring vocalists who are listening to get to that level of singing ability? And kind of like maybe describe, like, how do you practice and train your vocal cords to get ready to perform or to record, whether it's, yeah, like in the studio or you're doing a show, like... Just kind of talk about that and describe a little bit.
I'm still figuring that out, and I super appreciate, by the way, the compliment. And it's funny because, like, I've always tried to figure out what the deal is with my voice because it's like kind of raspy and it's not traditionally like an amazing voice.
It has personality, though. That's what.
And I guess it's like person, you know, and that's what like people say, which I feel like super lucky to have or whatever. But you know, I've tried to do like. I did a lot of choir and I did a lot of like vocal lessons and stuff growing up. And I never really feel like it connected with me. Like, I don't know if it made my voice any better. I did start realizing that like warming up, made my voice a whole lot better. But the truth is my voice always sounded so good by the end of tour. And the reason what I mean by good is I feel like when I'm singing the song, I'm not thinking about anything. And I'm just like, my voice is doing anything I want. By the end of the tour, and the first few days of tour, it's so hard for you to get notes out.
I bet.
So I started thinking, I think you just become a better singer, honestly, and this is the most boring answer, just from singing a lot. Because the truth is, like, if anyone starts singing, like, we all do this, we're all imitating somebody when we first start singing, because you're like practicing sounds, and you know, are you like trying to sound like Johnny Cash without meaning to, or you trying to sound like Kesha without meaning to, or, like, what's your deal? You know, like, whose voice is in your head? And then the more you do that, the more you start realizing your own limitation, and that starts, and then you start building shortcuts, you know,
because of your own
limitations, and that makes your own sound somehow, you know what I mean? Like, there's like no substitute from just singing a lot, and I'm saying that to myself too. I'm like, I gotta remember to do it more, because every time I do it a lot, it like really feels good. So I think that's the deal.
So there it is. Tyler Hillen says practice. Keep singing.
Keep singing,
guys.
Newsflash. Tyler Hillen says practice. That's the way to get better.
All right, so I also want to say, listening to a lot of your music, it makes, I don't know how to describe it, but it just makes me want to get off my butt and just do something. I don't know what it is about it. I think it's part of your voice, and it's just very uplifting. Even though, but it's weird, though, because if you really look into some of your lyrics, though, there's some really deep, heavy topics that you're talking about. So is that kind of what you're going for? Because I kind of have, like, that, like, I don't know if you're into 21 Pilots, but that kind of vibe to it. Like, the music is, like, totally contrasting the lyrics. Like, 21 Pilots the same way, and you do it a lot in your songs. It's, like, really, like, happy melodies over, like, very heavy emotional lyrics. Like,
it's weird. That kind of, I never heard it put that way. And kudos, bro, for, like, listening so hard. That's amazing. But, you know what? I don't know. It might be, like, I might, like, learn a lot about myself through my songwriting because it's, like, super reflective. And just like, I guess our dreams are. Like, I don't know how we all make dreams. And we've all, like, I don't know, been making out with somebody hot in a dream and tried to go right back to it and it never happened. You can't force that stuff. It just kind of, like, happens that way. And the same thing is with songs. I don't know where these melodies come from or, like, where the lyrics come from. They're just like, I don't know, when you think of something funny to say in a group and you say it and everyone starts laughing, you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? That's rad, you know? It just come from somewhere. So, like, even you describing it back to me, like, you know, really uplifting melodies with, like, heavy, you know, sentiments or whatever, I'm like, well, I guess in a lot of ways that describes me, too. And I wonder if that ends up reflecting itself subconsciously through my music.
Oh, something. I bet, yeah.
That's weird.
Because, I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you write what you feel. And a lot of people agree with that, right?
Yeah, and that's, like, my relationship to music. Like, I've written songs for other people, and I've, like, you know, I love song. I was a songwriter in Nashville for a long time, and I love, like, kind of attacking music from that mathematical way. But truthfully, like, not nearly as much as I love writing how I feel, you know. And that's just, like, my favorite. Like, I love acting too. I got a lot of things that, like, I dig doing, but, like, what I go to music for is, like, I don't know, to, like, describe how I feel, you know. Yeah. I go to, like, I love, like, acting and being a ham, like, or, you know, there's, like, other kind of things, but music's, like, I don't know, it gets kind of personal. So
and that's how it should be, in my opinion. And
hey dude, one second, my wife just came home, just tell her I'm on the phone on it.
Yeah. All right, no, yeah, no problem.
Alright, cool. So I just didn't want to
No worries, we got plenty of time. And you brought up that you were in, that you used to live in Nashville and used to write songs for people in Nashville.
Yeah, I went down there, like, around, I guess I've always kind of, like, made trips down there, but I started living there about 2007 or maybe, and then I moved back, I guess, like, 2008 or 2009, but I still, like, make regular trips down there. And I love it.
So, yeah, and the question I wanted to ask is, because Nashville is obviously a huge country haven, obviously, and, you know, I can kind of hear some country influences in your music, because I know I was listening to some songs, and there would be, like, some banjo in it or some harmonica melodies. Do you think living in Nashville kind of inspired your music to kind of take a country kind of feel to a lot of your songs?
No, I think it was the other way around. What happened is, like, I grew up listening to a lot of country, and my family, my dad's side of the family, are all full of musicians and songwriters, and it was my mom's family, like, both sides, so weird, are, like, full of musicians, and a lot of the music was, everyone on both sides of my family played was country music. I don't know why, and they're all from California, but, like, pedal steel, banjo, mandolin, guitar, just, like, all that stuff. And so when I grew up, we played a lot of music, and we went to a lot of bluegrass festivals, and we camped a lot, and there was just that kind of vibe, you know, that kind of music is just what I connected to. So I think it was the other way around. That's why I ended up spending so much time in Nashville. I think my record company at the time was the first one to send me there, Warner Brothers, and they were like, you know, hey, I remember this woman that being, like, one of my, like, best mentors and closest people. She was at my publishing company. She was the first one that said to me, you know, have you ever been to Nashville? I feel like you'll love it. And she sent me there for, like, a week, and I was like, what the hell? I mean, everyone down there is so cool, and everything's about music and,
oh yeah,
getting together, and it's just cool. It's a great town.
Oh yeah, I bet. I really want to go down there at some point in my life and check it out. My next question is, what are some of your main inspirations, like band wise, or, like, singers, or, like, name some we were just talking about country music. Like, what are your, some of your favorite country musicians that inspired you throughout your life?
Man, like, the stuff that I always kind of dug was, first of all, I'm like a song fan more than an artist fan. Like, I just get really into certain songs, you know, and certain songwriting. But Elvis was probably the most influential. And the reason that's kind of ironic is because he didn't write any of his songs. But what that afforded is he had a voice that I loved, and he was so expressive. And then he obviously, like, bought or covered, you know, all the best songs that he could get in Nashville or LA or New York. So there's such, like, a rich collection of some of the best songwriters in America in all of Elvis's records, you know, because he was just taking the hits, you know. He was like the Beaver at the time, whatever, just being like, I want to work with you, I want to work with you, you know. So that's like, so through Elvis's music, like, when I was a kid, I got into not only, like, old blues music from, like, Sun Records and before, but then, you know, you go all the way through, like, the 60s and 70s with, like, the sweeping string sections and the Nashville, like, sound. You get some, like, really cool music. So that's probably, like, my main influence with Elvis. It turned me on to so many types of music and so many cool songwriters.
Yeah, you have to say Elvis. Elvis is the king, hands down.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, not to be, like, and then after that, like, it would probably be, like, Bob Dylan and, like, Woody Guthrie. Like, I got so obsessed with them when I was young, but I just, like, wanted to be a traveling hobo so bad. So all of that whole, like, train car rambling thing, I got really into Muddy Waters. Like, I just, like, really wanted to be, like, a homeless itinerant or something. So any kind of music that was stemmed from that culture, I just loved. And, of course, it, like, is goes back to country music and Dust Bowl music and blue-collar music.
Yeah, like folk music. All that.
Yeah, it's like music of the land, you know. I don't know what
it's
called,
but
you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Of the real
music that
people
sing on the porches to cool off. Whatever that's called, you know.
It's American music, I guess.
Yeah, and I grew up in Palm Springs, and everything's like golf and tennis and stuff. So I was like, see that music, and I was like, that's what I want. Where's that going down?
Right, right. So you have any music, a new music coming out soon? Like, are you in the works right now of anything new?
Yeah, I'm recording like 6 new songs, and I'm like trying to figure out what to do with them actually, like, right now. So I don't know, it's like such an interesting time in music. Like, do I just put this stuff on Spotify? Do I just send it to radio? Do I put out records? Like, every kind of couple years, and I've been lucky enough to be in the, like, putting out records for so many years now, like, every couple of years it changes just a little bit, and in good ways too, like, every, you know, new interesting ways of putting out stuff. But also it kind of makes me pause every time, like, what am I going to do this time? But new music is recorded, and I just finished filming this new show that's coming out, and I've been just recording music while I've been in town, and just doing that until I go on the road in May in Europe.
Yeah, I saw that on your website. You're gonna be doing a few shows in Europe. You're gonna be doing a little tour, and you're with Kate Vogel.
Yeah,
is that correct? Yeah, have you worked with her before, or have you toured with her before?
Yeah, we started. We were both on One Tree Hill, but we never worked together. But we both, like, happened to go on that show and play some music. And but we started touring together like last year, and we've had like the best time. She is so funny. And her husband and my wife and the four of us have hung so many times, and we have like a blast. And every time we get a chance to go on the road together, we've been doing it. I'm actually just glad people are buying tickets still, because we're having so much fun. We'd probably be doing it either way. But so we did Europe a couple times, I think, last year, and then it was kind of so much fun. We put out a record called Live in London that we did.
Yeah, it's on Spotify
over there. Yeah, and it was just, and then like the response was great, so we were like, shoot, go back to Europe again. And now we're doing, I think, like Norway for the first time, and a bunch of like Scandinavian countries, which is going to be cool. So I don't know, you never know.
Yeah, that sounds like a blast. Any chance you coming to Chicago and playing some shows anytime soon, maybe next year?
I feels like I play Chicago like a couple times a year, and I just like love it, and I don't know why I haven't been out there in a while. I don't know, but I'm gonna talk to somebody, because it's stupid.
Yeah, get over here.
Oh, I was just there, actually. I just played there
because
I am. Yeah, because I just remembered my friend Sophia Bush is filming Chicago PD there. And
oh, yeah,
I hit her up when I came to town. I played a show like a couple months ago. So, yeah, there'll probably be another one, like, later this year.
All right, people, he's coming.
I'll be back.
On the social media. And where can we find you on social media? You have Twitter. I know you have a Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter. Honestly, like, I'm on Instagram the most, probably, because I don't know why. But I'm always posting on there. And, yeah, and Facebook and Twitter. And then, you know, my website, and there's tour dates and stuff. So, yeah.
Awesome. And we can find your music on Spotify, obviously, and on iTunes. Any other place people can check out your music?
Yeah, YouTube. There's like a bunch of music on YouTube. So probably like the three of those are the main ones.
All right, so YouTube, Facebook, or YouTube, Spotify, and your website. I think you can stream music on your website.
I think you can, actually.
Yeah, I think I was on there. I think I was streaming some songs. And you even have lyrics of your songs on your website, which I was checking out a lot of your lyrics, and that's really cool because I don't see a lot of artists doing that, like posting lyrics on their website. That's really cool.
Oh yeah, I forgot that we did that a while ago. Yeah, I missed that. I missed the inserts of CDs and stuff. It was so fun to like, not all like, oh, I missed the CD, but having that physical book was so, you know, cool. You could like read the lyrics and see who like played on it and stuff. And so, just trying to do kind of that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, hey, thanks for coming on. It was a blast talking to you, and hopefully we can hear some new music and, check you out when you come back to Chicago.
Cool, man. Would love to. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one, Tyler.
See you, John.
See ya. That was Tyler Hilton. Check out his music on his website, tylerhilton.com, or go on Spotify, iTunes, all the works. He's awesome. And if you're in Europe and listening, check him out too. His tour dates are online. Anyways, you're listening to The Edge. This is Amber De La Cruz with Taking On Home.
It's a night out with my heels on, got my nails.